This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. A delightful surprise when reading a field is that the author, Sumner Madison's parents, and thus Sumner too, were very close friends with Sigurd Olsen. Sigurd was born in 1899 and died in 1982. In 1987, he was inducted into the Wisconsin Conservation Hall of Fame. And the Wisconsin Conservation Hall of Fame website says of him, Sigurd Olsen's name is synonymous with the preservation of wilderness. He believed that wilderness contributed to humankind's spiritual and intellectual growth. That philosophy guided his career as a teacher and writer, but he didn't stop there. Olsen led efforts to preserve the Boundary Waters Canoe Area in the Quetico Superior National Forest of northern Minnesota. He came up against powerful forces in that effort, but was rewarded in 1934 when President Franklin Roosevelt created the Peace Memorial Forest, today's Boundary Waters area. End quote. The last chapter in a field is a delight, and I will read much of it today and in further readings. This is Sumner's personal memories of spending time with Sigurd Olsen. Sigurd Ferdinand Olsen, born in Chicago on April 4, 1899, the second son of a Swedish Baptist minister, lived along the rocky coast of Sister Bay near Death's Door in Door County. At age 10, his father's calling brought the family to Prentice in northern Wisconsin. 3 years later, they journeyed further north to Ashland on Lake Superior, where Sigurd attended Ashland High School. After high school, Sig enrolled for 2 years at Ashland's Northland College. He, however, completed his undergraduate education in Madison at the University of Wisconsin, receiving a Bachelor of Science degree in Animal Husbandry in 1920. One summer, while working on the farm of Soren Jensen Unreholt in Seeley, Wisconsin, Sig became acquainted with his future wife and lifelong partner, Elizabeth Unreholt. They married in 1921 and eventually had two children, Sigurd Jr. and Robert. In 1923, the Olsons moved to Ely, Minnesota, where he taught high school biology and became a wilderness guide during summers. In 1926, Olsen began dual teaching stints at Ely High School, where he taught biology, and at Ely Junior College, where he taught animal biology and human physiology. A determination to achieve an advanced degree resulted in a move to the University of Illinois in 1931, and in 1932 he obtained a Master of Science degree in plant and animal ecology. For his master's thesis, he completed a pioneer study on the predatory relationships and life history of the timber gray wolf based on field work he had initiated in the Superior National Forest in 1930. Aldo Leopold took note and attempted unsuccessfully to lure him to Madison in the fall of 1933 as his first doctoral student in game management. Had it not been for a technicality, namely that Olsen was still employed as a teacher and ineligible to apply for a public works program, Sig might have indeed become Aldo's first doctoral student, and thus could have altered Sig's career path. He harbored reservations about pursuing a master's program. He resumed his high school teaching at Ely and at the junior college, and then by the fall of 1934, taught solely at the junior college, where he became dean in 1936. While serving as a teacher and dean at Ely Junior College until 1947, and thereafter as a professional conservationist and writer, Sig spent nearly 60 years campaigning to preserve the Quetico Superior Wilderness of northeastern Minnesota and western Ontario. With conservationist Ernest Oberholzer and others, he labored to keep massive road-building projects, hydroelectric power schemes, intensive logging, and aircraft out of the Quetico Superior. His vision became synonymous with the cause to preserve the Quetico Superior, so much so that Time magazine and other national media singled out his opposition to mechanize vehicle use in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, BWCA. During the 50s and 60s, Olson was instrumental in the efforts to establish the BWCA and to include it in the Wilderness Act of 1964. His most satisfying political moment came in 1978 when President Jimmy Carter significantly limited the use of motorboats and snowmobiles, authorized a permit system for recreational access, and restricted logging and mining activities across the entire 1,075,000 acres of the BWCA. The year had been a lively one for the town of Ely. Residents had slashed tires, smashed car windows, and blocked canoe access routes with pickup trucks in angry protest over the legislation to protect the BWCA. Many of northeastern Minnesota's residents had protested vehemently against preserving more wilderness because of the worry that a struggling local economy, partially depressed by tax-exempt lands, would eventually be strangled by government land use restrictions. Olson instead believed wilderness preservation to be the best economic insurance policy for Ely's future. Time is proving him right. Wilderness is becoming more scarce and increasingly valuable resource. Ely, as gateway to the Quetico Superior Canoe Country, conducts a profitable summer business serving canoeists and fishermen from all over the world. Despite his noted activism, which also included serving as president of the National Parks Association, president of the Wilderness Society, the Isaac Walton League of America's Wilderness Ecologist, and advisor to the President's Committee for the Quetico Superior and the Department of the Interior, Olson is perhaps best known for 9 distinguished books on travels in and observation of the Quetico Superior and Canadian Far North. His first and perhaps most widely read book, The Singing Wilderness, published in 1956, was highly acclaimed. It established his national reputation as a premier nature writer and spokesperson for wilderness values. In 1974, he was awarded the John Burroughs Medal, the nation's most prestigious award for outstanding nature writing. Sigurd Olson became a friend, mentor, and father figure to my dad, Robert, whose parents died tragically in a Florida automobile accident when he was 21 years old and a junior at Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. What brought them together initially in the 1950s was a passion they shared for canoeing and wilderness preservation, and both were very fond of the poems of adventurer Robert Service, who described scenes and events from the Yukon and the Canadian wilderness. Together in 1972, they founded the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute in Ashland to institutionalize their concern for environmental conservation and education in the North. And since one of Elizabeth Olson's 2 sisters, Joanne Johnson, lived in the old Unrenholt farmstead in Seeley, Wisconsin, ample opportunities presented themselves for Sigurd and Robert to get together, since my parents lived at the time on nearby Lake Namekagon. Sigurd was a complex, persistent, and tenacious individual, not unlike my father, who became wonderfully relaxed and at ease around Sig in a reverential way. I remember fondly the summer visits Sig made to our Lake Namekagon home during the early 1970s. Especially memorable was the sauna we took together on a clear, still night. My dad had moved an old Finnish sauna hut, much like the one at Olson's retreat at Listening Point, to a secluded hillside spot beneath sugar maples, hemlock, and balsam fir, quite a distance away from our house. On this particular August night, we steamily emerged from the hut, slowly and carefully walked down to the lake edge, then plunged into the cool, mercurial waters. Somewhat lightheaded, perhaps only me, after the lake baptism, we climbed back up the hill to the hut, where Dad and Sig, towels over their shoulders, beers in hand, sat back against the sauna's outer wall and reminisced about canoe trips in the far north. I was old enough to remember and imagine. Walking back to the house, Sig occasionally paused and pointed out different constellations through gaps in the forest canopy. I'll stop now, but I will continue reading next week this wonderful chapter about Sigurd Olsen in Sumner Madison's Reflections in his book Afield. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.